Let's share the invocation. Towards the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls that form the embodiment of the messenger, the spirit of guidance. Thank you, Kelby, for the profound teachings you just offered. I will continue with the theme of anger. As Kelby said, anger is one of our basic emotions. And it's there to help us to survive. It emerges when our boundaries are being crossed. When our autonomy is threatened. Or a target is blocked. Its purpose is to help us stand up for ourselves. To state our mind and put up boundaries. So let's take a moment to get to know this emotion a bit more physically as well. How do we feel it in our bodies? Think of how you feel it in your body when this emotion emerges. Maybe you feel warm. Your heart beats faster. Your blood bubbles. You clench your fists. You lean forward. And what you want to do is to attack or defend yourself. And what is yours? And the need one has when this emotion emerges. Is to be able to stand up for ourselves. So we will now go into breakup rooms. And to do a practice to validate and befriend this emotion. So that we are not fighting against ourselves, but helping ourselves to heal instead. I will explain the steps in this practice, and they will also be put into the chat. You will have 13 minutes each. with 2 minutes in between each switch for sharing. Or for grounding. And when you, all three are done, you will have 15 minutes sharing in the end. Which makes it 1 hour in total. There are three steps in this practice. Where person A does the steps of this practice. B helps A by asking the questions from the chat. And the person in C holds A and B by visualizing healing light, surrendering them. So you can also breathe in Shafi and out Kafi if it feels right. The divine healer, the divine remedy. And surround them with light and healing presence. So there will be three people in each group. And the questions that A will be, B will be asking A, and the first step is, sorry. First step is to recognize. Where in my body do I feel it? Before you start this practice, you can think of a situation where you feel anger. And it doesn't have to be a very severe situation. It can also be something that just makes you feel a bit irritated. So where in my body do I feel it? What color does it have? What shape? Temperature? Movement? Texture? Sound or smell? This is to help us recognize what it looks like. Feels like. And how it acts and show itself. When you are in contact with the anger, you move on to step two. Where you explore it by talking to it. Then you ask it, what is its purpose? What does it want? And listen for the answer. Then you go to the step three. Where you stop and consciously slow down your rhythm. Breathe slowly and thank it for trying to tell you something. for trying to protect you. Validate the feeling. Of why it has been there and what it is trying to tell you. Remind yourself that the feeling is uncomfortable. But safe. It's safe to feel and be with this feeling. Ask what good can come of it if it lets go and surrenders. So this is the practice. It will be in the chat. And when we come back, there will be just some minutes for plenum reflection. Sharing or questioning at the end before the break. If someone wants to share. So I'll see you in an hour.